Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Darren Pleasance is here. Darren's a new friend. He's a partner at McKinsey & Company, which is an organization that helps people like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace, get out of our own way as we're trying to reach out and touch and connect with customers. He's the editor of a book called Sales Growth, Five Proven Strategies from the World Sales Leader, and he's, as I say, our new friend, Darren Pleasance. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you.
Good to have you on the show. So I said get out of our own way. Isn't that a big impediment to sales success?
Well, you know, it is, and it's frankly part of the genesis of why we wrote this book. I'm one of several authors that spent roughly the last 2 years or so looking at the role that sales itself plays in driving business performance. And on one hand, that may sound a bit obvious, but frankly, over the last few years, companies have spent a lot of time, perhaps not surprisingly, focused on cost cutting. But when we have looked at the highest performing companies, we see that above a certain level, of course, one can only cut so much, and the role that sales begins to play takes on a disproportionately important part of their overall performance. And so sales itself, we found, is often an underappreciated aspect of what it takes to drive business performance. And the book we've written essentially captures the best practices from over 120 sales leaders around the world and distills them down into a set of very practical, tangible actions that companies can take to drive growth.
Well, one of the reasons why I think sales is having the reputation that you just described is because the way that it's changed in the last, say, 15 years. My sales career goes back decades, and I was trained by some of the best, Sears Roebuck, Xerox, and the U.S. Army, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. And so I got the fundamentals in the marrow of my bones, and those fundamentals are still valid. But the way customers want you to connect with them, that's changing so much that it's really disrupting a lot of sales organizations, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Right? There's a number of things that are changing out there. To the point you just made, the way customers want to buy today is dramatically different than it was even just a few years ago, just given the explosion of all of the different channels that they can buy through. Field sales and the experience that you just described at Sears and Xerox and the Army, like that's tried and true, and that has not in any way lost its importance.
Once you get inside of their inner circle, so to speak, you're within a few feet of them in their environment. Once you get to that point, selling fundamentals have not changed, but getting through that firewall, that's different, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah, and I guess that's exactly, you hit the nail on the head. The fact is, customers these days are buying through many channels, and they're learning about your products or services through many different vehicles, whether that's coming in through third-party resellers, whether that's coming in through inside sales, basically tele-based sales, or, mm-hmm. of course, the whole world of the Internet has fundamentally transformed the way customers not only buy, but also how they learn about your products. And so if you're not participating in all of those channels, you run the risk of never actually getting inside that inner
That's
circle
right.
that you just talked about.
Well, you know, when I was learning how to sell back in the old days, I was my customer's internet. They looked forward to me and my ilk coming by because we had information that they didn't have, that they couldn't get. Now, when you show up at a customer's office, you should presume that they may know more about what you have on your mind than they do, that they know more than you do.
Absolutely. In fact, you absolutely have to assume that. The world of the
otherwise, you risk insulting them and getting kicked out.
Yeah, exactly. And so you first of all, as a business owner, one needs to make sure that you're participating as much as you can in this world, in this whole online world, and the way your company comes across to those customers who are, in fact, doing research, as you just described, that you are, in a sense, that navigating and managing that world as best you can, that you're showing up in places that customers are going to learn, going to mm-hmm. look and learn about your product. Things mm-hmm. like search marketing, for instance, is a critical way they do that. But also a lot of the blogs, the social networks that people are participating in these days, where they're talking with their peers around the world about what they think about a given product or service. And if you're not participating in that, you run a high risk of customers learning things about your company that may or may not be what you want them to know.
Right.
And you're putting your own company's reputation essentially at the mercy of the broader world out there, including your competitors.
Plus, that's one of the ways to meet people, to get introduced, because cold calling never was high percentage, but it's basically completely dead now. I mean, nobody's gonna let you come walking into their business cold off the street. You're gonna have to, they've got too many options that for you to be one of them walking in cold off the street. And so you've got to find a way to get introduced to them, don't you, somehow?
You do. And the power of the word of mouth and a personal referral has never been stronger, right?
That's right.
It hasn't gone away. That's been around for centuries as one of the primary means in which customers get introduced to companies, to providers.
And right.
All the Internet has done is made that much more scalable. You can now have thousands and thousands of customers recommending your product. Locations like LinkedIn, for instance, have done a phenomenal job of just creating the ability for people to connect with people who have relationships with each other and can provide those sorts of recommendations on companies or services that they prefer.
Well, and interestingly enough, folks, there are five proven strategies, and Darren and I have talked about in this entire segment what I consider to be the most important one. And if we had to stop talking right now, Darren, which we're not, but if we had to, I'd be okay, because I think that in my opinion, 80% of your activity should be focused on what the customer wants and the other 20% on other things, which we're going to talk about in the next segment. The book is called Sales Growth. A number of authors, there are three primary ones on the cover. Darren Pleasance is one of the editors and one of the contributors and one of the driving forces behind the book. Darren, give us a website quickly, please.
Absolutely. You can go to www.mckinsey.com.
All right.
And you can find the book there. You can also find it on amazon.com.
All right. So check it out. 20 after. We're going to talk about more of these proven strategies after these messages. Say
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.